Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
What are your share house rules? Brooke, you've been quite interested in this as someone who's never lived in a share house before.
Yeah, I think when you're living, like I live with my fiance, but that's different. I've never done the like roommate share house thing.
You've never sat down and had the chat. Okay, this the chores. This is what you're doing. This is what's off limits in the fridge.
Exactly right. But I did during that song kind of have a bit of a think about it because I'm quite interested in all of this. And I think I've just come to the conclusion that I just would be really difficult to live with.
We've got your fiance on the line right now.
If only. No, it's just stuff like I really like my own personal space. So it'd be like, stay out of my room, clean your own dishes. Like everyone's responsible for their own stuff.
Yeah, we actually had that chat about, you know, just let the other person know if you need a little bit of alone time. We can still come and go into each other's rooms as we please and vibe. Mm. But it's okay to say, Lisa, I just need a little bit of me time.
Yeah, that's it. Please just step away.
Brooke and I, we actually did come up with a house rule ourselves last week because my housemate's going to be driving a lot around the Riverlands.
Yes.
If she is going to be in Barrie toward the end of the day, she has to call me and ask if I want anything from Golden Elephant. She's got to get takeaway.
That is a good one. Have you put that to her yet? She knows this?
She thinks it's fair enough.
I love it.
We did put the call out. We've got a call from Andy in Renmark. He's on the line now. Andy, what's your share house rule?
I live in a share house with two other guys, and we're really fortunate. It's like a two-story place. There's a bathroom up the top story, and then down in the laundry, there's also another toilet. So amongst three guys, we've worked out a rule that if you're going to do anything sinister, you've got to use the downstairs loo.
Oh, that's good. That's a really good option.
It's a designated space.
Is that sort of away from maybe entrances to the home?
Yeah, all like the lounge room and living areas and stuff are upstairs. So it's just like laundry and like this kind of second closing garagey bit downstairs.
The other side of this is what do you do when someone does use upstairs?
Oh, there's been times that rules have had to be broken, but as long as you're sneaky about it, you just crack a window or something.
So much about share house living is about deceiving the people you live with.
Yeah, that's about it, actually.